It's time to get started with a Rails project. Chapter 2, Getting Started. If you want to learn how to use Rails, then you would need to first have the following. Number 1, Ruby. Choose the language version that is 1.9.3 or later. You can download it by visiting ruby-lang.org. Number 2, Ruby Gems Packaging System. It is typically installed with Ruby that is versions 1.9 or newer. Number 3, Installed SQLite 3 Database. Rails, as you probably figured out, is a framework dedicated to web application development written in the language of Ruby. That means that you would want to learn a little bit of Ruby coding in order to eliminate any difficulty in jumping into Rails. If you have a browser open, you can get great help in practicing Ruby codes by logging into tryruby.org, which features a great interactive web tutorial. Try it out first to get the hang of coding with Ruby. If you do not have any working SQLite 3 yet, you can find it at sqlite.org. You can also get installation instructions there. Installing Rails. Number 1, run the Rails installer for Windows and Mac users, or the Tokaido for Mac OS X users. Number 2, check out the version of the installed Ruby on your computer by running the run command on the start menu and then typing cnd at the prompt for Windows. If you are running on Mac OS X, launch terminal app. Key in $ruby-v with no captions. After you hit enter, you will see the Ruby version installed. Number 3, check out the version of SQLite 3 installed.